So first Jagannatha Goswami in Adilila chapter 8, verse 16, Srila Prabhupada gives the little touch of Jagannatha Goswami. And from the our career interested because today there is a problem. This great female Vaishnavi. Great personality who has done so much contribution to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. That's good. Very loud. I can hear very loud. 1601 AD in East Bengal, place is called Putia in Rajshahi district in Bangladesh at present. Maharaj King Naresh Narayan, he was ruling and they had one daughter. Her name was Sachi. Sachi. Not Ganga Mata Goswami at that time. Her name was Sachi. From her childhood life, she would study grammar, poems, all the requirements in the school was very quickly absorbed by her, and then very soon she became very attracted to the poetry. She would write, she would compose poems. Simultaneously, she was a very attractive girl and never found any attraction as she was growing towards young boy, or rather she was a little peculiar girl that she was attracted to the deity Madan Gopal from childhood. But as the parents saw her, she is growing as a very young, beautiful girl, they started worried about her future to find it, and she is the only princess. The king and queen didn't have any other children. So they proposed one day to her that you are going, we have to find a suitable boy, prince, to marry you. And she replied, she will not marry anyone who is subject to death. Do you know anybody who is not subject to death?
Death of the physical body or death of the...
Well, as far marriage goes. Same thing, Lakshmi Devi put it at point. When she came out, you know, Lakshmi Devi came out from the ocean, milk ocean, time, 14 beings came out, she was one of the 14. She was going through, and everybody was seeing her beauty. Wow! Everybody had a desire, maybe if they could get her, their life would be successful. But Lakshmi Devi is passing by all the rulers of the world, all the Devi Gods, Rishi, Yogi, Gyan, everybody was there. Demon, demigod, everybody was there. Everybody wanted her, but she did not want anybody. Except one person did not look for her, but she wanted him. Because, so how did she, how do you say, scan that who she can marry, who she should not? Because she, through her eyes, she's saying, everybody is subject to death. Except one of this, the secret of darling to him at the end. So similarly she said, I will not marry anyone who is subject to death. So then father and mother put their hand on their head, oh God, like a thunder. How will you find anybody who is not subject to death? So this way they could not pursue her.
into getting married, and she grown up, young girl. Soon after, they left this world, and she took over the kingdom, and she started ruling very unique way, guiding them from far, but she arranged the minister to rule. After a while, she told them to continue ruling the kingdom and told them, I'm going to Jagannath Puri to get darshan of my guru. She didn't have guru yet. After long, she came to Jagannath Puri and after having darshan of the Lord, she could not find her guru, so she left for Brajadham, Vrindavan. At that time, Haridas Pandit, great devotee, there is a Haridas Thakur, Choto Haridas, Bada Haridas, then there is a Haridas Pandit, not same. Haridas Pandit was the main pujari of Sri Govindadev temple. He was also known as Raghu Gopal, and spiritual identity is Rasamanjari. Haridas Pandit, a disciple of Ananta Acharya. Ananta Acharya is a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. When she came and saw his devotional mood, attitude, and devotional practice, saw all these 50 qualities, she was so charmed by his devotional practice and his devotion, pure devotion to please Radha Govinda Dev. Immediately, she fell at the feet. But Haridas Pandit told her that you are princess. You cannot give up material happiness, transcendental. Princess, you know, they have a luxury life. So, this bhajan in Vrindavan is required austere. It's not for you. If I see that you have that quality, then I will think about giving you that. So even though she is princess, she gave up all the luxury, gave up all the jewelry, fancy clothes, everything. She is trying her best, she is still again proposed for blessing. Then Haridas Pandit told her, if you give up shyness, pride, fear, and bad alms from door to door in Vrindavan, not that easy, we can say it, but imagine to live in your day-to-day life by begging, don't know what will happen tomorrow, don't have any food for tomorrow. Easy to say, we need it, but practically it's not that easy. Because she, and especially she comes from a royal family, she's the only princess from that family. And she was the inheritor, ruler of that kingdom, but she gave up everything for that. Just to get the mercy of Vaishnava. Then seeing her dedication, it softened the heart of Guru Pandit Radha. He saw her going house to house, going, living very simple life, not luxury life, just bare minimum, and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, and chanting whole day and night. This way, Brajavasi, they are all surprised. Wow, the princess can bear. Then Guru Pandit Haridas was very happy. So he called her, appreciated her austere brahmacharya life, rewarded at that time with mantra diksha on Trayodashi Akshatra Man with the Radha Krishna Gayatri Mantra. This is what you get when you get initiation. This Radha Krishna Gayatri Mantra, there is a Gopal Gayatri Mantra and Kama Gayatri Mantra. These are not, one should not take it lightly. It should be very serious. It is very rare. Just because our Guru gave, Prabhupada gave, that doesn't mean it's easy available. It's not easy. After millions of life, God, one comes to this point to receive Radha Krishna Gayatri Mantra. So, after initiation in Gayatri Mantra, he told that she should study Bhagavatam under guidance and she should do parikrama of Govardhan and bag arms when she needs to, and this way she maintained her bhajan life. So she did this. After many, many years, she stayed with her auntie, Lakshmi Priya Devi's accompaniment. This way, after many years, one day, her Gurudev told her, now your bhajan, Vrindavan, it's complete. We go to Jagannath Puri and preach Gauravani. That's what was named Gauravani Pracharana. Preach Gauravani. So she took seriously. Whenever Guru said something, we should take it seriously. And she did. At that time, she left Vrindavan and she came to Jagannath Puri. Those days, anybody went to Jagannath Puri? We saw Sarvam Bhattacharya's house. We went there. I went recently, couple of years back, to Jagannath Maharaj Mandir. We visited all the places. Very small. And there was an underground. Still there, underground tunnel. Sarvam Bhattacharya's place was very dirty, neglected. No pure Vaishnava was too many around, so the associate's house were neglected. So she came, she cleaned it up, she had a Damodar Shila at the Sarvam Bhattacharya's place. So she would study and teach others how to serve Srimad Bhagavatam, the conclusive Siddhanta, logic. And this way she would maintain her daily preaching. And hundreds of people would start coming and they were listening and they were very happy. They never heard this secret. Hearing this, her glorious explanation on Bhagavatam, the king of Odisha, his name was Maharaj Mukunda Dev. He also came to hear. Hearing her esoteric conclusion of Mother Sati's class, he was very pleased, wanted to offer her something. And then there is the famous pastime cookie that is related to today. Very famous pastime. That was the day called Mahabharani Tithi, Ganga Snan, today, the same day. So many of our friends going to take bath in Ganges, which is about 500 kilometers far from there. So if you go for a walk, 500 kilometers takes a month. And then you bathe in Ganges when merging to ocean, Ganga Sagar place, and then you come back. And you get spiritual benefit. But She considered Guru's instruction to her to stay in Jagannathpuri and preach is more important than bathing in bed. So what she do? She remembered her Guru's order, so she stayed in Puri. So as everybody approached, she abandoned their idea. And that time, Jagannath Dev came to her in dream. He said, Sachi, do not worry. Because you followed your Guru's instruction, come middle of the night, Hare Krishna, to bathe in Shetaganga. Shetaganga is a famous place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made into little form. Was the dirty water Mahaprabhu's mercy, it became into milk water, white color, tastes like milk. But they gave a name, Sheta, Sheta means white. White Ganga. Ganges water in between. You did go to Ganges. Mother Ganga lady. No? Did you see Ganga? Ganga Devi?
Did you see Ganga Devi?
Yeah.
No.
The river
is on the bottom, but yeah.
Picture on the bottom?
Yeah.
Picture can be also same. But in Mayapur, you already buy in place. In Mayapur, you can bathe in Mayapur. So, but in Jagannathpuri, her form is white like milk. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So, as she came in the middle of the night to bath in the Shetaganga, as she entered into the water, a strong current, it's a little wet, but a strong current came and pushed, grabbed her. If you go to Jagannathpuri, the ocean is like this. Very scary. Like, I remember, you go take bath, you go swim, little. After a little while, you cannot come back. The undercurrent, you try to come out, it's too near, like far. Makes you very scary. So one has to be careful. They have to know how to carve it to come out, otherwise you lost. People die sometimes. I fell for it a few times, I remember. What's scary? You do get scared. So as she bathed in the milk Ganges or Shetaganga, white Ganges, a strong current came and just grabbed her and pulled her out as if the deep old Ganges river. She had no idea. She was so much marred into thinking of the Lord and Lord Lotus feet. Why is she thinking of Lord Lotus feet? That's where Mother Ganges comes from. Mother Ganges comes from Gangotri Himalaya. That's a good idea, but first focus should be the lotus feet. If we miss that, we will be deprived. But I ask the question, what purifies the Ganges? Is it the water or the personality Ganga Devi? Who purifies when you drink the Ganges water? Lord own world. He desired this Ganges to purify when she came down. It is his desire. So his desire is purifying when you drink the water. very important to remember. After that, when the Ganges grabbed her and carried her, took her inside the temple, Jagannath temple. How did it happen? It's like a mystery. There is thousands of guards outside, they didn't see anything. But when she saw herself in front of the deity, and the whole temple is right there on the bank of Ganges, because Lord is sitting there. Imagine you are lying down and then all of a sudden you are in your house and then you came in the middle of the night to take bath to the Ganges in your mental body and observed by the Lord's mercy. All of a sudden you see in the middle of the night in the temple. Full of water. That's what happened. So much tumultuous sound that they could not make any facility to trace what happened, where this sound is coming from. So then they realized that something, all this sound is coming from inside the temple. Then all these thousands of guards, they knocked the door, finally they opened it. When they opened, then they were surprised. The temple inside is full of water, and in the middle of the temple, this young girl with wet cloth standing there. They have no idea where this water comes from and where she comes from. Everything was locked. And so many hundreds of guards outside, they're guarding the temple. They never heard anybody went in or how she came there, they did not know. They opened, they saw, at the end of night, the king, at that time the guards, they were so surprised, they didn't know what to do, so they immediately went to the head pujari and superintendent of the temple. And finally they all went to the king, because even the head pujari and the superintendent, they didn't know what to do with her. Then they arrested her and they have taken her to the place jail for tomorrow judgment will be done. Meanwhile, what was she doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. That is our austerity. What is our austerity right now? Chanting. Wherever we are, whether we are happy or sad or whatever it is, we can chant. That is the austerity. So for you very nice. Dukkha samay hari vaje, duk tahan hai. And sukha samay hari vaje, दुख समय हरि बजे दुर्बर है कई और सुख का समय हरि बजे दुख कहन है. मीन्स इफ यू आर चैंटिंग ड्यूरिंग योर स्ट्रगल यू वांट टू गेट आउट ऑफ द सफरिंग राइट माइंड डिस्टर्ब बॉडी डिस्टर्ब व्हाटएवर डिस्टर्बेंस सो यू आर चैंटिंग व्हाई यू आर चैंटिंग टू गेट आउट ऑफ द डिस्टर्बेंस. So eventually you will get out of the disturbance. But then Prabhupada put a logic. If you chant during the happiness, where is the chance for suffering? You understand the logic? If you are chanting during the struggle to get out of the struggle, that's good. Yes? But when you are happy, if you are chanting, then where is the chance to have a suffering? No suffering. And this is the problem. Practically I see that within my life, I see within devotee's life. Generally when devotee has a good time, sometimes, not so serious about spiritual life. When struggle becomes serious. In my life I also see, when so much facility is there, material facility, spiritual endeavor is less. The proper put that logic. When you are happy, everything is good. If you chant and take it seriously, then there is no chance ever that suffering will come. You call them during the struggle, they want to minimize, they want to rectify the problem by manipulation, speculation, working hard. This is the idea. If you work hard, you will get out of it. It's not proven like that. Lack of faith. And when they are happy, they want to have a good time. They are not serious either. So this is a good lesson. That she was very happy that the Ganges appeared in her life from nowhere because her meditation to the lotus feet of the Lord. That is good. What she is doing? Austerity. What kind of austerity? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We say it, but we have to act. Not hearing is not enough. We should act. Literally, chant. Always chant. We have a right to be always happy. We have a right. Because soul, constitutionally, always happy. Anisha Jiva Rupena. Jiva Sukhamnesi. Pleasure seeking by nature. If somebody makes something to make somebody unhappy, that is not Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means soul should be guided, always become more happy in devotional service. So that's what devotional service means. To make us happy when we connect with Supreme Lord through our loving sentiment and activity of the heart. That's why the definition of Shraddha, faith. What is the pure definition of faith? Shraddha. Shraddha sabde vishyas kahe sudriya nishchay Krishna bhakti kailas sarva karma krita phal. This is very high. Just by serving Krishna everything is done. How many can accept that? How many can really see that? That's why I still have to work. I still have to pay the bill. What about all these poor people in the world? What about people struggling? People need to be delivered all so many question times. Because they cannot reconcile what serving to Krishna means. So this is a heavy. Then Jiva Goswami Pad gives in Priti Sandra. Sardatu Annopaya Bharjam Bhakti Unmuki Bhakti Unmuki. Shraddhatu Annopaya Bharjam. The characteristics, Shraddha means, Shraddha is the characteristic function of the heart. What kind of function of the heart? Characteristic. You know, characteristic. Means a function has a character. I'm doing something. But there is an intention behind my doing. And there is an explanation why that action is pleasing Krishna. It is proven. You follow? There is a characteristic. There is a feeling with the action coming. There is a motivation to please the Lord, to please Guru. So these are called characteristics. I love to serve. I love to give myself to the Lord. I love to cook for the Lord. I love to make garment for the Lord. But there has to be very scrutinizing point. I love to make garlands, but not at the cost of harming other devotees. If I am feeling envious or feeling bad or offensive to other devotees, and then I am making garlands, then when I am dressing the deity or making garland or sweeping the floor or chanting, what is my inner internalizing realization? Am I harming others? If I am harming others, then this flower is not really flower, it's also carrying some form. Is that clear when you put the garland on the shoulder, on the neck of the Lord? The corn, you ever wear a corn necklace? It's not pleasant. Offense to the Vaishnavas is like a corn. It hurts. Lord doesn't like it. There is a famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada tells me. Bhakta Sabhav Agvadu Samakare Krishna Sabhav Bhakta Ninda Sahite Napa. Bhakta Sabha, the nature, Sabha means the nature. Nature of Bhakta, devotee, of those samakara. He forgives, seeing others are innocent, ignorant. He doesn't take it literally often. So, whatever, then that person should not suffer, ignorant. If somebody is committing offense, and the devotee who is committing offense doesn't take offense, then the person should not suffer. Yes or no? That's a good logic. But if you look at the translation properly, that yes, devotee does not take that offense. But Krishna's nature is not same as devotee's nature. Krishna's nature is Bhakta Sabhav Agvado Samakare Krishna Sabhav Bhakta Ninda Sahitana Kara. He cannot tolerate the criticism of a devotee coming from another person. So Krishna will create struggle for that person who is criticizing him. It's a little technical, but it's good to know. You should thoroughly should know. Yes, the devotee may forgive. But still, I may have to go through some suffering. Because Krishna doesn't like that. Krishna does not like any devotee, any person criticizing the devotee. Even devotee forgives. Still, in one lecture, Prabhupada said, Krishna is trying to make Arjuna angry. Why? Because Arjuna is forgiving. Durjodhana, Dushasana, they are ignorant, they don't know, forgive them. So they don't know, they are going to suffer so much. But Krishna is making Arjuna angry. Because they criticize his devotee, he does not like. So they must suffer. You may say, so God is not merciful? No, God is merciful. The most merciful. Most merciful. If God is not the most merciful, how can devotee become merciful? From where? From his energy, by his quality they get. But his merciful nature manifests through devotee. That means the cause and effect. Within the effect you can find the cause. In the effect, cause is also present. Krishna is the ultimate merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. Radharani is the most merciful. Because they are so merciful, you see the devotee has the same quality. But Krishna's mercy is not visible as a merciful sometimes, like we see with the devotee. That is the difference. But Krishna is very merciful, most merciful. He punishes the offenders for their offender's rectification. The mother gives child out to the child. It's also love, intention of Allah. It's not to receive separately. Okay. So the guards, they arrested Sashi Devi, took her to a jail for judgment tomorrow. And what she is doing, before she was happy, she was lying down in her house, and the Ganges bathing is 500 kilometers far, but she is going to bathe in the same spot instead of walking 500 kilometers. Is there a happiness? Yes, Krishna is so merciful that Krishna brought her from the Seta Ganga to the Jagannath temple, where she did not see even the temple. She was shocked. There are thousands and millions of people taking bath and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. She thought she is on the bank of the Ganges, with thousands of people are taking bath and they are all chanting. So she took bath and she is wet cloth, all of a sudden somebody, you know, big noise, banging. Then she realized, oh, she's inside the temple. What happened to all these thousands of people? What happened to Devi? She's still wet cloth. And the temple is still flooded. That's why when the guard opened the temple, they were like shocked. How did this happen? Where did the water come from? And who is she? Where is she from? They never heard her name. They never saw her. But nonetheless, it is Jagannath temple, they have to guard, they have to do their duty. So they immediately went to the chief commander of police, of the security guard, and the head pujari. They all came, they were shocked. They never heard such incident ever happen in Jagannath temple. They never even heard in the history of the world that there is a big temple high on the hill, there's a big flood. And outside, they are guarding, there is no water, no rain, nothing. Inside is flooded. And then in the middle of the temple is not like this. Huge temple, big temple. And she is standing there. So they arrested her. And she didn't say anything. She is doing a severe austerity. What is it? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So when she was happy, she was chanting. When she is now suffering, apparently she is not suffering, she is still chanting. Because her attachment to the chanting, she always remains happy. Whether externally good or bad, doesn't matter. Yes.
Can you just explain again why chanting the Hare mantra is considered austerity?
Austerity, the word tapasya. Tapa. Tapa means you feel some conscious pain against your wound sometimes. You know, sir, you stop fasting all day. Your body wants food, but you say no. Today is the Pandavani Jala. I mean, not today, but today. So, you feel some kind of like challenge? Yes? But you're taking consciously some pain. Even though my body wants food, I'm not going to eat. But how are you doing it? You voluntarily, you choose, consciously you choose to take that struggle. You could go hide in your room and eat. Nobody will see properly, right? But you choose. Pandavan Nikola is very special. Once a year, I'm going to do complete fasting. So, but body will be giving you, and the hair probably will give you some headache. Who knows? If you are not used to, because I remember many years back, 15 years back, I could not do fasting now. I would get very nauseous. Too much. But by the mercy of Prabhupada Guru Krishna, the body changed, so I could do it now. I would like to do it, so I'm doing it. So it doesn't bother anyone. But there was a time it would be heavy for us. But it required conscious choice. And I look at that, it's conscious choice. I'm going to do this because this will purify me. I'm going to do it. Prabhupada says, Srila Prabhupada says, if you consciously decide, if you consciously decide to do fasting, you may be cooking in the kitchen, you will not feel disturbed. Srila Prabhupada says, just like that. When you make a decision, I'm going to do fasting on Pandavanitra, even if you are cooking in the kitchen, you will not be disturbed because you already made your decision. It is called voluntary sacrifice. Voluntarily you decide to give up eating today. Chanting more, remembering Krishna more, Ekadashi day is more chanting, more doing devotional service, breathing. And less eating means zero eating is better. Less eating, less sleeping. You follow? So that activity that consciously you take in pain, that is called observing. Mind and body does not like to chant. You chant for a while. After 1 or 2 hours, you see something or some book or movie, you forgot all about that. Is it? Am I right or not?
Yes, it's got to keep the mind focused.
So you have to bring your mind back. No, I'm going to chant. Not looking at all this. So that's voluntary you are pulling yourself back to chanting, it's called observing. It doesn't become automatically until get practiced severely by the mercy. With the mercy. With the mercy. Just endeavor is not enough. Mercy and endeavor together. Success. Guarantee. Utsaha vishaya dharjat tattat karma prabhatana sangateiko satar vritti arvih bhakti prasiddha. The Prabhupada said, if you want to see complete, undoubtedly, he writes, undoubtedly, you want to see complete success of your devotional practice. You want to see complete success, undoubtedly, then these 6 things you must do. This is the natural instruction. Utsaha, be always enthusiastic to do service, to chant, be fired up. Fire. No, this is not a rule. Enthusiasm. You want to chant? Be enthusiastic. Chant. Try to put some water in your eyes and go on walk chanting. If you go to Nishchaya. Only endeavor or enthusiasm, but without determination and patience, is dangerous. What is the danger, you know? If I am fired up always and enthusiastic, endeavoring, but I am not patient and determined about my goal, then what is the danger? I will start controlling things. I want this way. I want that devotee should not be there. I want this one should not be there. I want this way. I want that way. I want this way. Not disturbing, no. Controlling, you cannot stop. That's why Rupa Goswami Pad is the best scientist. Proven in the devotional path. The best Mahapurus, among Mahapurus associates who gave medicine for us, is the best doctor. He says, your enthusiasm should follow by determination and patience. If you do not have a patience, if I don't have a patience and determination, only enthusiasm, it will transform myself into controller. Instead of becoming a devotee. Now let's go back to the other side. Okay, I want to be patient and determined. But no enthusiasm, no endeavor. I'm just quiet, just trying to chant. I'm just be quiet, I'll be patient. I'm not going to talk, disturb anybody. I'm not going to be even strong, powerful preacher or powerful chanter. I don't want to be. I just want to be like patient and determined. That's also danger. You know what the danger? Become lethargic. Lazy. Lethargic. If somebody is very much patient, don't protest, no reaction, only good, but no enthusiasm, no endeavor. He's not fired up chanting or exulting, only patient, quiet, you know, nobody knows. You become lazy and fall asleep instead of chanting. So there is a good and bad side of each individual. That's why Rupa Goswami was such a scientific practice. We have to be enthusiastic with determination and patience. Very nice. Very nice. And follow the process of chanting as the previous acharya chalked out, like followed by Prabhupada. Just as they say us to chant, tat tat karma pravartana, this is number 4. Then sangatega, give up karmi, jnani, yoga, association, yogi association. It's not that you just avoid them, you just don't take their association. You have to work with the karmi. You have to work with the jnani. You see sometimes so many, even among certain devotees, because Prabhupada says a lot of impersonal is joining the movement also. So you will find out also some jnani. They are only philosophizing, practical service they are not interested. They don't even chant much, hardly holding the big bag and only talking about philosophy, not interested of serving holy name, serving the meeting. Because they come from that background, some impersonal knowledge acquired. We have to be careful.
So, enthusiasm, determination, patience are qualities that come from the mind. No?
No. The soul.
The soul?
Yeah. Mind will oppose those. So that's why you have to fight with the mind. Soul has a free will, mind does not have a free will. Soul can have a conscious choice, mind cannot have a conscious choice. The pillar is truth. Feeling subject matter may be not truth. Because at night, tiger came and attacked me. I experienced that fear at night during the dream. Before, the dream did not exist before I went to sleep. Was there a dream? Was the tiger there before I went to sleep on that bed? No. After I came out of the dream, is the tiger there? No. The tiger was not there and is not there. But in between, I experienced the tiger attacking me. In this case, the pillar, experiencer, the person who experienced the fear is true, it's not false. But the subject or tiger attacking has a false impression. It's not there. Very sudden, it is temporary, but it is real. Well, it is temporary, but it is real. It is not false. The mind will create the false impression, but not eternal impression.
What's real about it?
The person who experiences the fear is real. But the subject matter, combination of that, has a false impression. It's not real.
The person who is feeling the fear is real. He's really feeling the fear while he's dreaming. However, the dream is not real.
Yes.
But yet, the fear is real.
Yes. No, the fear experiencer. Not the fear, but the person who experienced the fear. That is real.
But it is an illusion.
It is illusion temporary, but not eternal. But the pillar is eternal. The pillar, one who felt.
Oh.
The soul is eternal.
Okay.
In this body, the soul is eternal, mind is not, neither the body is. So essential substance in my existence right now is the soul, me, as a servant of Krishna. Everything else will eventually disappear. Whether I like or not, it will go away.
But when this dream is happening, this is a product of the soul and mind. Why would the soul take it seriously? I'm serious, and why would the soul experience it? Soul is the experiencer of the dream, and the soul is experiencing fear, and this is real. But why? Because it's a product of the soul and mind.
Because the soul is absorbing. Soul is absorbed. You know, absorbed and tight, engrossed. I'm so much engrossed with this chemo, so much engrossed with the opposite sex, so much engrossed with the TV show. You know somebody made the DVD. And you're watching that in the TV. And you're crying emotionally. Somebody just made up. Why are you crying? But the experience when you're seeing is real. But the whole thing is somebody just acted, you know, somebody shot the and put it all together quick. Maybe they did it.
But the experiencer is experiencing through his senses, his or her senses.
Yes. Yeah.
And the senses are part of the body.
Yeah.
And the mind, I guess.
Yes.
And so, not the soul, right?
Right.
So, the soul is getting tangled up in the experiencer, even though it comes from the senses and it's false, and it's not temporary, it's illusion.
But the soul is getting
caught up in that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good. So, whose fault is this?
I'm not looking at
blame. No, we should. Otherwise, we'll never get out of it. Let's see, I'll give you a practical example. Say, I drank alcohol. And I went and beat up somebody. Now, after 2-3 days, my alcoholic effect is gone. So they say, hey, who did this? Well, I was drunk. So it's the fault of the wine. The alcohol made me do this. Material mode made the soul to go through this suffering. The alcohol actually made me do this. But then question will come, who choose to take the alcohol in me? Who? I. So I am responsible for that effect. So I should be punished. It makes sense?
Yeah.
Very scientifically.
No,
so the soul should be responsible to come under my soul desire to do this material activity. It is not a fault of alcohol. It is not the fault of the person that got beaten up. It is the fault of the person who took the influence of alcohol. So the I should be conscious. I should be responsible. It makes sense? It's in Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, Krishna speaks. Karja karana praktite hetu prakriti uchyate. Purusha sukha dukkha nam bhukte prakriti uchyate. That material nature is doing. Yes, material nature is causing us all this suffering and everything. But you cannot blame Maya for our suffering. I cannot blame alcohol for my getting angry and get that. I choose to do it. My responsibility.
Oh, you saw that's a free choice.
Yes, that is free choice. To misuse the free will is also a choice.
Right. That's why the soul is covered.
Right.
The grace is covered itself.
Right.
Pure soul.
Pure soul in pure state of consciousness will never be. But he's weak.
Yeah.
Then we'll throw a question, why did I take shelter of death for? Because I'm weak. I do not have a better case than that. In the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, due to the soul's attraction to ignorance, tamoguna, they try to escape from the effect of the material nature. And how they escape? They take shelter of the intoxication. Why people drink? Because of that reason. Why people use drug addicts? Why people are into drugs or alcohol or anything? Their addiction is to escape. To escape from the seeing effect of the modes of the material nature. They don't know that. So that's why when someone comes to Krishna consciousness, they have to embrace the Krishna consciousness in such a way that the modes will disappear. Until that, still I may come out, and if I am not embracing Krishna consciousness, devotional service, chanting, especially in the day, Sadhu Sangha and chanting, most important. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Chances to go back is there. I may become advanced, but I did not hold it. But this is the final advice of Guru Goswami Maharaj. Final advice of all advice, he says. What is the final advice of all advice? Final instruction of all instructions. Only one. Tannāma rūpa charitādi sukīrtanāma smitto pramena rasanā manasīnītya tiṣṭhaṁ vrajeta punarāgitanāmatāṁ kālam nāyat upadeṣu iti sāraṁ. Essence of all advice is this, that you as a devotee hold on to it until you leave this world. Do not let go. Well, you know, I was doing for 30 years. Now I'll take it easy. No! Rupa Goswami did not say that. He said, hold on to it until you depart from this world. Every instruction of the Lord, you have to hold on to it. Especially these three instructions. The Nama Rupa Charita Vishu Kirtanam. Very beautifully, sweetly, very nicely, serve the Lord, beginning with Kam, speaking about Krishna, chanting Krishna's name. Devotional service in this age starts with the tongue. Adhasri Krishnanamadi Navharat Garjimindi. Seven Mukhi Jibbado. Prabhupada repeated this. That in this Kali Yuga, devotional service began with tongue. Even the devotees are dressing the deity right now, they are chanting. Without chanting, even dressing deity, cooking for the deity is not enough. Chanting is the number has to carry on with every service. You do arati, you do puja, you clean the temple, chanting has to be maintained. Srila Jiva Goswami Pada made it very heavily that Hare Krishna Mahamantra has to be maintained with every service. Otherwise, those service is not complete. But if you just serve holy name, it's complete by itself. That means beginning with the chanting.
Saying the soul is just related to the world of nature, without the soul.
I didn't understand.
We did the question. That the soul not liberated is related to the world of nature,
Let me understand you first. The soul
believes
related to the demons of material nature. They choose to be with the demons.
No, you have a choice.
Yeah.
When you come to Krishna consciousness, you have a choice. This is going to liberate the soul.
Liberated means when you are engaging devotional service,
your liberation.
Liberation, of course, there is an eighth symptom. When someone is liberated, there are eight symptoms, Prabhupada gives in Bhagavatam Part 4. Apahata patna, dimittu, dijara.
Apahata patna means you.
When I'm liberated, I don't have any interest to do anything for the first symptom. Dimittu, you're not afraid of death. Vijara, he's never morose, depressed. Now, of course, we have to understand, this is not applicable to the very advanced devotees. Because they are beyond liberation. But there is a spiritual limitation, there is a spiritual moroseness. That is not mundane category. A good example is, when Madhavendra Puri passed, she was lamenting. He dina dayatunato, he maturanato. O Lord of my heart, who decided to live in Mathura, I did not reach you. Not seeing you, my heart is very disturbed. That sounds like he's lamenting, no? I don't know what to do now. Sounds like he's in anxious, he's lamenting, yes? But this is very advanced stage. So he's one of his bad disciples. He had a good disciple and bad disciple. He had a bad disciple. His name is Ramachandra Puri. He says, Gurudev, why you are about to die? Why you are lamenting? Why you are hankering? You did not achieve. This is not the time to do this lamentation and hankering. This is the time to be happy. Don't lament, don't hanker. But that is not applicable to Mahapurusha, great, great Mahabharata, because that is transcendental lamentation. When you talk about liberation, this is talking about mundane things. And as a result, Guru actually rejected him. So you have to be careful when you talk about liberation. Liberation, eight symptoms that we talk about, this is applicable to me in a basic, regular devotee life. When you talk about Prabhupada or great devotee like them, Madhavendra Puri Pada, this is not applicable. Because they are lamenting, apparently they are lamenting for Krishna. Oh, I could not reach you. Oh, Mathuranath, where are you? My heart is so disturbed. He's hankering, he's lamenting. But those are purified, very advanced. That is not applicable, Brahmabhuta stage. Brahmabhuta stage is good for beginning to enter into pure devotion. For once you are in pure devotion, you entice with the Lord in a loving sentiment such a heart. But sometimes you will hear Prabhupada talk to a new bhakta. You are sitting next to Prabhupada, Vaishasana. And Prabhupada watching. And in new bhakta, yesterday is joy. And Prabhupada turned his face towards him and said, can you pray for me? This new bhakta, he has no idea what he wants. What is asking? He is a founder, actually a guru, great. And he's asking me to pray. Who am I? I don't even know how to pray. His mind was like completely disturbed. So, Maharaj Prabhupada was next to him. He said, what did he ask Prabhupada? He said, he's asking me to pray for him. So even he was disturbed. He's a senior devotee. Why Prabhupada asked? Because they are so advanced, sometimes they feel like they are out of humility, extreme humility. They feel like they don't have a devotion. So this is very advanced stage. We don't have to worry about this now. But we should know about this. Otherwise we will be disturbed when we hear some of the prayers. Prabhupada writes, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes, their prayers sometimes, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes, Nama ani amaro jivana sada pape raho nahi ko punne lesa pore ra udvega diyasi je kato diyasi jive ra klesa diyasi jive ra. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur here saying, and my life is full of sinful. Is it true? No. But in extreme humility they feel like this. That doesn't mean they fit into that category. So Srila Prabhupada translated very nicely that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, considering himself as one of the ordinary, out ordinary people, relate to this. So like that. Now we'll go back to Ramananda Goswami, Sannyasa Party. So then after that, in the meantime, she was in jail. Everybody is with me. She was in jail. What happened to the king? He was sleeping and dreaming. So Jagannath Dev came there and he's very angry. Hey, king, I personally caused Ganges to appear from my own feet. It was that brought her, this Sochi lady, in my temple. I brought her in my temple. I allowed her to bathe in the Ganges. I permitted everything by my own sweet will. Who are you putting her in the jail? The king had no idea who was in the jail. They immediately folded hands, oh my lord, I'm so sorry, what did I do? I'm not sure. He said, this devotee, her name is Sachi, such a great devotee. She is a very advanced devotee. She wanted to take bath in Ganges, but she took her guru's instruction more important than taking her spiritual duty. Because anybody follows guru's instruction pleases me the most. Means when we follow Prabhupada, when we follow our Gurudev, then our Krishna, it pleases Krishna most. So what do we follow in spiritual path? All the rules, regulations, what? Instruction of our Guru. More important than scriptures. Sometimes scriptures have so many instructions, we can view them. But Guru is like a doctor. Find the proper medicine for me and give the medicine. CBS, Walgreens has so many medicines, it's confusing. But if you go to a doctor, he gives only one bottle. It is good for you. Otherwise, it will confuse. So then, the king, Jagannath Dev says, immediately release her, and that's not enough. Because you have committed offense, to release yourself from this, and to deliver yourself from this material world, you should go with your family, ministers and others, and take shelter of her. Take initiation. This way you will be delivered. Otherwise, no chance. The king immediately got up from the dream. And he, as soon as he got up, there was already minister and others knocking the door at the front gate. They want to see the minister in the middle of the night. Why? Because this thing happened in the temple. So both dream, king's dream, and then the minister and the head figure, they all met the same thing. So king did not reveal everything. He immediately went there and he immediately brought her out to the proper, you know, gave her clothes and everything, and then she was well dressed, and then king fell at the feet and apologized, and he revealed the whole pastime to everybody who she is. And next day, with the elephant going everywhere all over Puri, made big announcement who Mata Sati is. She is the greatest devotee. Now, king is going to take initiation, and this way she became a very famous devotee and she started preaching very vigorously. In our Gaudiya life, we don't have a distinction man and women. Whoever is more advanced, we respect them according to their position. Like Ganga Mata Goswami, such an advanced devotee, that Jagannath Dev himself came to establish her position. Very powerful. Then the king took initiation and then as a Guru Dakshina, he wanted to give anything she wants because he is in temple. But she only asked few things. That she get little two pots of Mahaprasad from the Jagannath temple. This is Guru Dakshina. Two pots of Mahaprasad and four pots sabji and remnants of Jagannath's dress. Jagannath's dress. So she would wear those. And 160 kori. Kori means the money goes. Kori is the sponsor. Those days the currency in India was empty. And this will be enough. This way, she was doing very wonderful service. Her passing away, there are many pastimes, but because of the time, I want to jump into Baladevi Devotion. Baladevi Devotion is very important in our life. She has a very, of course, Ganga Mata Goswami has a many, many pastimes. Not everybody knows those pastimes. They're like secret in the Jagannath Puri only they have these pastimes. Even you know, one time, Jagannath Goswami's time, very funny. Nobody even knew. He knew that story. That Jagannath, Jagannath Goswami, you heard the name Jagannath Goswami, he was a great devotee of Jagannath. And he would make, in Jagannath Puri, she was there, so they were singing Jagannath Goswami's glory. Jagannath Goswami would go to the handloom factory. You know, handloom factory, they make clothes. In a handloom factory, there's a thread, and then this wooden spool goes to the other thread for this side, that side, my thread. They make a cloth, the sari, dhoti, that's what they make. Besides the modern machines, but handloom factory, Prabhupada wanted handloom in my group. We had handloom, I hope they still have it, I don't know now. But in my time, I remember we used to have handloom factory on the boundary wall. And Jagannath Goswami would tell them what to write in the cloth that Jagannath is going to wear. Some very touchy, heart-touchy, rather than spinning for the Lord, like this. So sometimes Jagannath Dev would say a pastime. And he's saying, you write like this, but then he started seeing this pastime and he would think. Imagine, all the 100 men are walking, and he's saying, Kabir, they're writing, real English, came in this way, they're putting that, you know, all the things. Fair, going like this, all these hundreds of men doing it, and then he came for 2 hours, all the hundreds of men are now going. Because he could not finish. So then, nobody knew he had a brother, and one Panda just came, and he says, oh, all of you are waiting, don't worry, when he stopped and fainted, that he'll be there because he's in trance. He's seeing something. I know what he was thinking. You write after. Kavita Sundari, like this, and then they would write. Kavita Sundari, then write. Then after a while he said, I'll be back very soon. My brother will wake up. Then Jagannath Goswami would woke up. And he said, oh, I'm so sorry. How long did it? He said, no, no problem. This is finished. This line of the Paul is finished. Who told you this? This is so sweet. He said, I didn't tell you, he said, no, your brother. My brother? Never heard of brother. Where did brother come in? When he heard about brother is singing, he is so sweet, Paul, brother is singing for Krishna. And then his brother, God is also his brother, nobody knew where he came from. And he fainted again. And in the dream he saw that Jagannath came as his brother. And tell him, how to, what to write. They're not writing, but with a pen, not the bobbin you make the border or the. So now we'll go to Baladev Goswami. Baladev Vidyabhushan Thakur. Baladev Vidyabhushan Thakur, as we say, Srila Prabhupada loved him so much. How do we know? You open Bhagavad Gita, the first page, Srila Prabhupada wrote, this Bhagavad Gita he is offering to Baladev Vidyabhushan Thakur. First page in Bhagavad Gita, you see. So, but also many things, the Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, when you read, Govinda Bhashya, you will see the five subject matter. Ishvara, the Lord, Maya, the illusion, karma, and time, jiva. These five subject matter is coming from Govinda Bhashya. Prabhupada emphasized in Bhagavad Gita the five subject matter actually coming from Govinda Bhashya. That's why Prabhupada was very much inspired by Balaji Vidyasan Thakur's commentary that he wrote in his Bhagavad Gita, gave so much. So he offered the Bhagavad Gita to Baladev Vidyabhushan Thakur. So we should know about his life. That five subject matter, Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, time and karma. Out of five things, four things are eternal, one is not. What is not eternal? Karma. Very good. And the other four things are eternal. Karma is not. So, Baladev Vidyabhushan Thakur has done tremendous activity. As I mentioned, because he has done such a contribution in Mahapur city, that today we can talk about Gaudiya Mission, about Radha Krishna worship. If Baladev Vidyabhushan Thakur did not win and establish, today we could not even worship Radha Shyam Sundar. Because the Vaishnava Sampradaya, they were challenging that Radharani, a lady who never married to Lord, should not be worshipped. And they stopped. And they went to the king of Jaipur. And he said, they, all the Vaishnavas of Ramananda Sampradaya, they said, all the Radha Krishna worship should be stopped. Lakshmi Narayana worship. Because this lady Radhani was never married. Four challenges. So I'm going to come back to this. Very nice. How great struggle. We think every affiliate is, they struggle a lot. Not to establish this glory of philosophy. Not that we are only struggling of good distribution. Every time it's struggle with material nature. Opposed. 1706. I'm going to give the story. Anyway, he was appeared just 1600 in Orisha, Ramuna, in the late 1600. He was the author of Govinda Bhashya, the first Gaudiya commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And from his childhood, he was the son of a big merchant, lived several years near Ramuna, you know Ramuna, the spiritual Gopinath temple, Rasajananda Prabhu's famous place. He disappeared in the temple. All the other seven, they had a samadhi for all of them, but not the body. The body disappeared. And the disciples, they were crying. Then he came in the form of a flower. He said, here, I drop you one flower so you can do samadhi. So there they put the flower. But he literally disappeared in the beginning. He went to spiritual world. There are many, many past times of Rakshananda Prabhu, that his great grandfather generation that is coming from. Very famous, that temple. As a devotee, you should go at least one time in life, that place. I went a few times. From there, from his childhood, he was growing up in a business family with a very loving parent, and he studied through school, grasp the grammar, poetics, meters, and all the art, science, everything he went through very quick, and he became such a rhetoric, lessons learner that even the student and teacher would be surprised. He was very expert in logic, aphorism. He was the best in the school, in a sense. And after a little while, he went to on a tour to holy places. And on his tour, he came to South India, where Madhvacharya was there. Now, which sampradaya will be now? Because he's the one who actually established our sampradaya, very heavily. There are four sampradaya in this world are called bona fide. Madhvacharya sampradaya, Ramanujacharya sampradaya, Himbhagacharya sampradaya, and Vishnu Swami. These four bona fide sampradaya. If anybody takes initiation beside these four, their ultimate goal by chanting will not be successful. In order to be successful, they have to be initiated in these four sampradaya. Madhva sampradaya that we follow has a two groups, we should remember, two groups. One is called Tattvabadi, one is called Gaudiya. They both come from Brahma, Lord Brahma. Then Madhvacharya is the founder, but Brahmaji is our head. We both accept. But one group went this way, they are called Tattvabadis. They are coming from Madhvacharya, but not following our. So when you see Madhvacharya Sampradaya in Udupi, they are not exactly like us. We come from the same. Because we accepted, since that incident, that I'm going to mention that incident, since that incident, we are called Gaudiya. Brahma was the Gaudiya Sampradaya. The Mahaprabhu's teaching. He established this Sampradaya unique. And he, not only that, he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created actually new Sampradaya, which is part of Madhvacharya Sampradaya, but this Sampradaya, if you accept other sampradaya, you will not get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sampradaya. But if you accept Mahaprabhu sampradaya, you will get all four sampradaya in one. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur made a point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two things from four sampradaya, so eight things, and then he added, mixed it together, made Gaudiya sampradaya. It's complete, perfect of all sampradaya in one. At the end of this 10,000 golden years, I mean, in the beginning already, you will see as the days go by, this Mahaprabhu Sampradaya will predominate of all Sampradaya. It will take over. And every religious, even Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, all will start erupting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Those days are coming very soon. So, Baladev Prabhu, as I mentioned, after he was very well trained in Madhva Sampradaya, then he came back to his hometown where he was initiated in Rasikananda Prabhu's parampara, which is Mahaprabhu's parampara, Bhakteshwar Pandit, Gopal Guru Goswami, Bhakteshwar Pandit. Then Gopal Guru Goswami, then Dhyanachandra Goswami, like this. That line comes to Senananda Prabhu, the one parampara from Gauridas Pandit to Hridaya Chaitanya, Goridas Padmitri, Hridaya Chaitanya to Hemananda Prabhu, to Rasikananda Prabhu. This is the same parampara Mahaprabhu, from Mahaprabhu all this parampara came. So, unfortunately something happened in 1669. The Mughal ruler Aurangzeb decreed the Hindu temples and carved images of deities and should be destroyed. This is what is. One time they say he looked through the window and he saw a beautiful temple. He didn't know what it is. There was a lamp coming from Madan Mohan Ji temple. And next day he said he destroyed it. That's how the Madan Mohan Ji temple was destroyed. The Muslim ruler emperor Aurangzeb was very bad. His great grandfather was great. He was helping us. Akbar, he was Muslim emperor, but actually he paid the red stone to construct this Govinda Ji temple. Because of Manshin was working in his court, who was a disciple of Rupa Goswami Pad's follower, Raghunath Bhakta Goswami was there also, a disciple. They actually got this red stone where you see the Radha Govinda Ji temple. So Akbar, he was a Muslim emperor, but he understood, he helped. He helped in many things. Prabhupada mentioned also in a discussion with Jiva Goswami Pada. But his great grand disciple, the emperor, Aurangzeb, was hating Vaishnavism. And he broke many temples. So out of fear, the devotee, or faithless devotee, they didn't know what to do, they hid the deity here, there. And I'm going to give a little. There's no time. How do I do?
Yeah, I think that the camera is off.
Huh?
It looks white.
No? Okay, because of the time, I'm going to just end the summary. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was asked by the king, Hindu king, he was a Vaishnava king, please come and establish Gaudiya's understanding that Radha Krishna worship is upright. Four things they challenged. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation by a Mayavadi Sannyasi, he is not a bona fide. This is one question. This is true, externally. Then, second was, this is not a bona fide sampradaya because sampradaya means there has to have a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Because commentary, without commentary you cannot claim. Just like you have to have a law degree in order to be in the court as a body. So similarly, so Mahaprabhu is not got a Mayavad Sannyas, it's not a bona fide. And Vaishnava Sampradaya is not bona fide Hare Krishna Gaudiya because they don't have a commentary. And the third one is they follow a founder who is not Vaishnava mantra given. And fourth is the lady they worship next to Krishna is never married to the Lord. Who is next left side of Krishna? She was never married to the Lord, so she should not be worshipped to the Lord. Can you imagine such a heavy challenge? So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he was old and he had a vow to live in Vrindavan and he had a struggle in life to establish where he established. He really struggled so much to be able to take for his life is so beautiful. After that, all his consideration, he took a sannyas called Khetra Sannyas, means he would stay there. So he asked his disciple, Baladev Vidyavasan Thakur, who came to study, to go to this challenge. So he challenged. Because of the time, I'm going to like narrate in one sentence. Then he says, how can you say, dare to say, that Srimati Radhika, who is the only Swarup Shakti potency, internal potency of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. All these other, they are all emanation, expansion of that one. And then he gave the evidence. Speaking is not enough, there has to be evidence from the scriptures. And the other Sampradaya took that evidence. What the evidence? We should know also. One evidence is Gita Govinda has. You can see that. Gita Govinda has. Marala Garala Kandanam Mamasidasi Mandanam Dehi Pallavam Udare Prabhat put that and more than 110 characters. Dehi Pallavam Udare. That this line he quoted, that this is before 700 years back, this is written. How you say this is not bona fide? This is one. Second point was that when the Rukmini, how is Rukmini's position? Then all the Vaishnavas say, oh, she is Mahalakshmi. Okay. What did she do with all other 16,108, 107 queens? When they asked Mother Rohini, Mother, about position of Krishna's attention to Brajavasi, Mother Rohini Maya narrated the whole pastime, how much the Lord loves. What did Rukmini decide and with all the 16,108? They are more interested to serve all the 16,108. Well, except the 8, later on commentator gave it, that they all went to Vrindavan. They want to worship Radharani. In Siddheshwar temple, they actually adore and praise Radharani. They beg to have the mercy of Radharani, who is serving their husband in the highest degree. Then they are all quiet. They look at good books, they brought all the books, looking for quiet. Then he gives more details. Do you know when Brahmaji stole all the cowards, boys, and the calves? Who became all the cowards boys again? Krishna. For 1 year, Krishna became all the cowards boys. And the guru, Gargacharya, Gargamuni from Mathura, he said, this is the only year all the girls in Vrindavan should be married to some boy to have the best life in their life. So all those girls are married. It's all documented. So when they all documented this way, then all the Ramananda, they got defeated. I should not finish completely, but somebody's action is they all surrender the conclusion of Prabhupada Gita Bhushan Bhagavad Ki. Shrimati Radharani Ki Jai, Shrimati Radha Chandrakutani Ki Jai, Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Gopitaya Gopan Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Prabhupada Gita Bhushan Bhagavad Ki Jai, Ganga Devi Ki Jai, Ganga Mata Gosvami Ki Jai, Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Thank you.